Today is the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On several occasions, our divine Lord used his divine power to cure persons afflicted with the disease of leprosy. This malady was one of the most terrible at that time. Once a person was recognized as a leper, he was forced to leave his home and his family and to stay in the caves or in the wilderness with no relief to hope for except death. Hence, when Jesus restored a leper to health, it is evident that he had performed a miracle, and that was to express his divinity. The seal of divine truth was placed on his person. Beyond doubt, our Savior intended this miracle to be a symbol of a far greater truth. He planned to perform in behalf of human souls by establishing a mean for cleansing sinners from the leprosy of their sins. King Saint Louis asked his good friend Joinville this question: is it better to get leprosy or to be in a state of mortal sin? Joinville, who was a man of good sense, earthly good sense, replied the king, "I would prefer a mortal sin." And King Saint Louis told him, "I would prefer to be a leper than to have even one mortal sin in my soul." He was well taught by his mother, who told him that she would prefer to see him, her son, dead than having a mortal sin in his conscience. So here the leprosy stands for the wounds, the spiritual wounds of our souls, that is sin. In our existence, the same miracle is performed, and we are blessed because this same miracle is performed not only once or a few times, but on unbearable occasions in the sacrament of penance, whereby Catholic priests, through the authority of our divine Savior, Jesus Christ, absolve us and restore our souls to the spiritual health of sanctifying grace. Jesus said to the lepers, "Go and show yourself to the priest." The Jewish priest of the Old Testament had the authority to judge whether or not a person was afflicted to leprosy. And when someone was freed from this disease, they were able to give a certification and to reintroduce the former lepers with their fellow men. Similarly, Christ appointed the priest of his church judges of men's souls, empowered to forgive sinners and to restore them to full membership of his church. It must have been a source of supreme joy to these lepers, to these 10 lepers, when they found themselves cured in the fullness of health. So, us too, who have gone to confession and received absolution, should rejoice that our soul is again clean and pure. It is said that there is something more beautiful than a pure soul, a perfect soul. What is more beautiful than a pure soul is a purified soul, a forgiven soul. Again, able to join our brethren in the faith at the communion rail. 10 men were cured of leprosy, and our Lord has made no restriction as to the number or to the gravity of their wounds. Even if a sinner falls many times, Christ will pardon him again if he is truly repentant. This is the only condition, to be truly repentant. But it is also possible to be without gratitude, to forget the great privilege that God has given to us. What is gratitude? Gratitude is the memory of the heart. We take so much for granted. Only a Samaritan, a stranger in Israel, returned to thank Jesus and was singled out for special praise. Arise, go thy way, for thy faith hath made thee whole. With this Samaritan, we learn how to fall on our face before God. We should never be without eternal gratitude. We should never go a day without returning to God, thanking him for all he has done for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.